In spite of all its trouble, baseball is preparing to start the season, something that pro hockey did not manage to do. The season was canceled last week. Commentator Frank DeFord tells hockey fans not to worry because he believes that professional hockey is here to stay.
When the NHL season was finally, absolutely, indisputably canceled in toto last week, the most depressing body of opinion maintained that the league would simply not be able to survive this rupture. And yes, if any major spectator sport were to disappear, certainly hockey would be a logical candidate. But could any major spectator sport really just be killed off? Could hockey? The game is popular in much of Europe. It remains, of course, an integral, even precious part of the Canadian psyche. And as a professional entertainment, it's extended its reach deep into alien American territory, where ice was heretofore known only as something to cool tea or to cut bourbon. Hey, the last Stanley Cup was actually won by a team from Florida over one from Alberta. Yet long before its labor problems brought the NHL to a standstill, the sport was taking body blows. Inexorably, the NBA passed the NHL, then overwhelmed it for America's winter attention. Hockey's gladiatorial incursions into Dixie aside, the sport has never taken hold at the grassroots much south of New England, the Northwest Territory, and the Dakotas. Americans grow up commonly playing their other popular spectator team sports, baseball, basketball, football. Even if soccer has never been able to develop a successful major league presence here, far more American children have been introduced to soccer and understand that sport better than they do ice hockey. Certainly it's instructive that as automobiles have replaced horses in our society, our interest has switched from watching thoroughbreds run to watching cars race. I've suggested in the past that, practically speaking, NASCAR is a team sport that has already supplanted ice hockey in the American sports team quadripartite. We enjoy what we are familiar with. As classical music finds less and less outlets, support and attendance for symphony orchestras drops. So in most places, hockey has the added task of breaking into society. Unfortunately, it also suffers a weak introduction since it televises so poorly. The puck is quicker than the eye. On top of all this that hockey cannot be blamed for, the sport's idiotic fathers also stubbornly refuse to make changes in a game that now gives fans grabbing instead of grace, goons grappling instead of stars gambling, and goals disappearing into the grasp of goalies garbed like the Michelin Man. But hockey disappear? No, that's Cassandra on a power play. Certainly hockey can never be at the top of the tree, but hockey's fun entertainment, and there's hope that high-definition television will make it more attractive on the tube. So yes, never fear, the NHL will come back. Perhaps smaller, certainly smarter, and it will survive, maybe even prosper now and then. Listen, for generations now, Broadway has certifiably gone out of existence, about every third or fourth year. Yeah, and when I saw a show last week, I forked over $100 for an ordinary seat. Broadway has been called the fabulous invalid. Like that, I suppose the NHL will eternally be the fabulous invalid of sport. But no, however terrible it is to lose a whole season, it ain't dead men skating.
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.